Ever wondered about all the colorful wildflowers along the sides of the roads in Cook County? They may look pretty, but many of them aren't native, and some can cause big problems for native plants and wildlife. Spotted knapweed is one of them.
It's a short-lived perennial. Its first year, you find it just in these small little basal rosettes, and then its second year, it sort of bolts up and it produces all of these lovely purple flowers. They look kind of like thistle flowers, and each plant can produce, up to about 40,000 seeds.
That's Angelique Edgerton of the Cook County Invasive Team. We caught up with her at a weed pulling event in downtown Grand Marais earlier this week.
We have, a physical or manual removal of spotted knapweed going on. So I've asked people to come out and either help by clipping off the flower heads to prevent the maturing and spread of the seeds, or to physically remove the plant for those who are interested in that part. It's just not native. It takes over. It outcompetes our native species. We're really trying to keep it from spreading like up the gunflint into recently burned areas, into our wilderness.
Several members of the Grand Marais Garden Club turned up for the weed pulling event, including Kathy Seasonoff, and she was definitely prepared.
I'm Kathy Seasonoff, and I am digging noxious weeds. And using a grub hole, because I think that's the best thing you can get in Cook County. My husband knew that because that's what he bought me as a gift for my birthday years ago, cleaning out my garden.
I think a lot of people don't realize, you drive down the highway up here and you see the hawkweed, the oxeye daisy, other species like that that look like these beautiful wildflowers, when in fact they're not native and many of them are quite invasive.
Angelique Edgerton coordinates the Cook County Invasive Team. In addition to the weed pulling event in Grand Marais, the team is sponsoring workshops this week. Wednesday at the Cook County Community Center at 5:30, and the Hovland Town Hall on Thursday starting at 6:30 p.m.
We're going to cover different ways to identify some of these species, and then we'll follow up with different control and eradication methods. And then kind of to top that off, we'll talk about some tips for restoration, different techniques for tree planting, and some idea of plants that you might want to plant instead of the invasives on your property.
Back away, dear. When I swing, you never know. They're pretty. I think they're pretty.
They actually
yes,
are.
They are.
But they gotta go.
Yes, they do.
To learn more about invasive plants or this week's workshops, visit sugarloafnorthshore.org or call Angelique Edgerton at 387-3772. For WTIP North Shore Community Radio, I'm Kara Thomas.